It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. Happy Friday. Be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. We have already hung out for an hour. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've talked about some of these college prospects, soon to be NFL players, specifically Shedeur Sanders. We talked about some NFL teams that they need QBs, but do you want to get a QB in this year's draft? Like the Titans, like the Browns. We talked about the New Orleans Pelicans. They want Jimmy Butler, what? And what's up with the Pelicans? Why can't they keep talent? Anthony Davis wanted to leave. Zion wants to leave. New Orleans is such an amazing place. Yet people want to go. We got people all over America heading to New Orleans. We got the Super Bowl in a little bit more than a week. And in a few minutes, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts. Because there's a certain quarterback who thinks Jalen Hurts is amazing and that he doesn't get the respect and credit that he deserves. I'll tell you who it is on the other side when I finish this intro. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. You know, to piggyback on something that I said prior to the break, if you missed it, rewind on the free Odyssey app. I can't understand why basketball players, and I don't think this is the case with the Saints, whose fan base is absolutely amazing. The atmosphere in New Orleans and Louisiana for a Saints game is unmatched. It's different. You got to love it. I love it. Why the Pelicans just bring in players who just want out? I don't get it. I understand. The Lakers are a glamour franchise. The Knicks have come out of the doldrums. People want to go play for the Knicks, which still sounds crazy to say. Miami is a destination unless you're Jimmy Butler and you want to complain about your contract. We got a losing team like the Chicago Bulls. They have Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine, as much as they're losing, he's like, I like it here in Chicago. I don't want to go anywhere. And I don't even know if I can say the Celtics are like a destination. The Celtics just traditionally, they have their pockets of losing as everybody else does. But historically, they're a legacy franchise that just wins. And then we quote unquote have some of the other cities. Wait, well, you don't hear complaints. I've never heard a basketball player complain about being in Utah. Never heard a basketball player complain about being in Oklahoma City. What the hell is it with the Pelicans that their stars, the stars that they've had, that they just want to leave? Like Zion wants to be in a big market. And I mean, with all the trouble that Zion has gotten into in Louisiana with the, I don't know, Hickey, help me. How do I describe this woman? She is an adult star, right? A reformed adult star.
Yes, I think that's the perfect way to phrase it.
Yeah. Yeah. Zion got those type of issues. He has weight issues. In turn, he has health issues. He's lost a lot of money not playing in New Orleans. I don't want to say he has financial issues, but this guy costs himself millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Maybe because he likes that Louisiana Popeye's chicken. I don't know. I just don't get why basketball players don't want to be in New Orleans. It's mind-boggling to me. If you're going to get the money, you're going to get the check, show up. Nothing doing in New Orleans but eat, party, gamble, eat some more. The weather's nice out there pretty much in the wintertime. It's not bad. It's just, I don't know. You guys are just spoiled. And Jimmy Butler, why would the Pelicans want Jimmy Butler? To do what? Jimmy Butler would probably go there and, he probably wouldn't even show up. It's a shame. And New Orleans, a great, great city. Tons of people will be there. Millions of people will be there over the next week for the Super Bowl. We're waiting on that. Patrick Mahomes will be there, of course. Jalen Hurts will be there. And we get a big old, I don't want to call it a replay, but we get a rematch of the Super Bowl 2 years ago out in Arizona, where the Kansas City Chiefs were getting the snot beat out of them. And Patrick Mahomes was running around on a bum leg, a bum ankle. And they come back and win via field goal 38-35. Everybody talks about the legacy of Patrick Mahomes, and why not? This man is trying to become the first quarterback in NFL history to win three consecutive championships. People talk about Patrick Mahomes, and they put him in the conversation of being great and potentially being better than Tom Brady. Like, there's a reason people are talking about Patrick Mahomes. But in the process, people aren't talking about Jalen Hurts, right? They're not. When people say things about Jalen Hurts, it's typically a little negative. And we know he's running around or was running around on a bad wheel. That bad wheel didn't look all that bad when he was beating up on Washington in his three rushing touchdowns. But he kind of gets discredited. Hey, he hands the ball off. Oh, Jalen Hurts doesn't throw the rock enough. Oh, he's not an elite quarterback. Well, damn it, they're paying him like $150+. Getting all that bread, getting all that money. But I guess because Jalen Hurts isn't out there 35, 40 touchdowns, because he's not out there, I don't know, rushing for 900+ yards, even though, man, this year he had 630 and 14 touchdowns with all them tush pushes. Like, he's a weapon by himself. And I just don't understand why people care so much about what he can and can't do. He has shown he can throw the football, but it's not necessary. Jalen Hurts is a throwback football player. The guy is built like a tank. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. He's efficient. And I'd venture to say teams that just have to throw the rock around a lot, they're losers. About the Arizona Cardinals, every week, if I dare watch to see what they're doing, I'm expecting them to throw the ball around a million times. It's like video game football with Kyler Murray. Maybe it's intentional because this guy allegedly is playing more video games than he is studying. Loser teams got to throw the ball. The Eagles can afford to hand the ball off because they're just dominating games. And someone who thinks that Jalen Hurts doesn't get the love that he deserves, it's a guy already in the Hall of Fame. It's Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was on Pat McAfee's show, and he was bigging up Jalen Hurts because he thinks he doesn't get the credit for being a championship caliber quarterback, even though he almost won a Super Bowl. Listen to this.
Look, Jalen is probably one pass interference from a couple years ago from being a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He is a championship quarterback from college. So he thrives in these type of moments, and I see him playing well. I think a lot of attention is going to be on Saquon, as it should, including from the Chiefs and Spags. So I think Jalen and Brown and Smith are going to have to do some things in the passing game, and he certainly can do that.
Listen, he can. You want to talk about what he does and what he doesn't do? In that last Super Bowl loss in Arizona against the Chiefs, not only were they winning the game, Jalen Hurts threw for 304 yards. He had one touchdown. He had three rushing touchdowns and a Super Bowl record 70 yards on the ground. The dude is a one-man machine. He doesn't need to be because he got Saquon Barkley now. And if he does throw the ball, he has Smith on one side. And on the other side, he has Brown when he's not reading his books. I don't understand the infatuation with Jalen Hurts and how often he throws the ball. The team went 14-3. Now, was his last Super Bowl appearance scot-free? No. He had that big fumble that got picked up and taken the other way for a score, so he ain't perfect. Yeah, who is? But the guy has shown you he can take you to a Super Bowl. He's done it once, and now he's done it again. This is Jalen Hurts. He talked about his last Super Bowl experience, what he got from it. Listen to what he was asked and how he responded.
What's your most vivid memory of that Super Bowl?
Next question. I mean,
What did you learn from that and that you can apply to returning?
There we go. I think hindsight, you know, from a perspective that everyone's not really experienced that before, you know, everything that comes with the week, I think that it's something that's big. It's just being of good influence on the guys that haven't been there before, being able to answer questions and open that door. So everyone's that much closer when we go out there and experience, you know, because in the end it's a business trip and it's an opportunity that we've worked for to have and we want to take advantage of.
Maybe people don't like him because he doesn't give anything. He doesn't. Like the most expression, the most fun you might see or hear is after a big victory, but he doesn't give much of anything. Hickey, is he in a commercial? Is he selling like headphones or something? He's in a commercial, right?
Hulu. Hulu does, or maybe that was even last year. I'm not sure if he re-upped that this year, but I think that was definitely last year.
Does he talk? Have you ever seen him in a commercial? Does he talk?
He may have said five words in that one Hulu commercial, but other than that, very little.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is in State Farm commercials, and Aaron Rodgers used to be in commercials before he started ticking off the world. We just talked about Jameis Winston is the most middling quarterback that you will find. He has a touchdown. He has an interception. He has 500 yards passing. He has two touchdowns and two interceptions. Jameis Winston, as we discussed, is going to be an online correspondent for Fox. He's a loser. We got. How about this, Hickey? We got Will Levis. We got a whole deal with, what, Kraft Mayonnaise? Is that what it is? Kraft, right?
Yes, I think that's the brand, yes.
He got a whole deal to sell mayonnaise. He got a whole commercial. I'm more familiar with that dumbass commercial than anything that Jalen Hurts has done. And so maybe when it comes to things outside of football, Jalen Hurts hasn't branded himself. And I appreciate that. So we got so many, and I get it. Go get your money if you can. I saw Angel Reese is eventually, I guess in a couple of weeks, going to have her own special McDonald's value meal. Hickey, you going to rush to get that?
No.
Okay. Me neither. I may get it by Hickey having at McDonald's, and I don't even know. I do remember. I had McDonald's in October. It was late at night, and nothing else was open, Hickey, okay? Had that Mickey D's. He's not branding himself like everybody else. And sometimes, and God bless everybody who can get the check, it's just maddening when you stink or you don't win or you're just everywhere for no reason. And so I actually respect Jalen Hurts. I respected him when he lost the Super Bowl. And speaking of Patrick Mahomes, Hickey, he is on the damn TV right now. He's standing next to Jake from State Farm while people are kicking a soccer ball.
I was just about to say, is that a State Farm commercial? And it was.
Yeah, he's standing right next to Jake. I spoke him onto the television.
You know what? Jake from State Farm's probably a bigger celebrity than Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
He's more famous and more seen.
Oh, I'd agree. In America, yeah.
Yes, yes. Listen,
people watch TV. This guy, Jake from State Farm, he is everywhere. Where is this guy not?
And he was at Caitlin Clark's, I think, last game last year.
Oh, my God. Does he do... Does he have commercials outside of sports, right? Does he? Or do they just use him for sports? I don't watch anything else. I don't know.
Jake from State Farm? I don't know. Good question. I think State Farm has leaned all into sports.
Yeah. Well, people need insurance. So.
That they do.
Might as well. Good business. I'm going to start offering insurance, too. I heard you need a license for it. I'm going to skip the license, though. Just sell insurance. Collect people. That's a great business. I'm going to collect people's money, scare them, and not give them the money when they need it.
It's a great industry to be in, the JR Sportproof Insurance.
Yeah, I got to figure out what I need to scare people into. I don't know.
Home.
Dog insurance. Hey, people out here stealing dogs.
The hawks flying around, they know they're going to get you.
The hawk? You need hawk insurance?
Well, that's been another thing. Small dogs, you got to watch out.
Oh, Hawks get the dogs, right?
Yes.
So, but if somebody takes the dog, now I got to replace the dog?
Well, technically, yeah, right. That's what they're paying you for, right?
Right.
So you got to just find your way out and say, well, yes, but here's what happened. Here's why, actually, I don't owe you anything.
A little different than car insurance. Just a little bit. Anyway, great business. Jalen Hurts doesn't sell anything. Not insurance. I don't know if he's selling headphones. He just plays football, which I appreciate. And someone who appreciates him is Saquon Barkley. This is a new space, new sidekick. And so Saquon, and I don't know if they would. The Eagles, I don't think they'd be here if they didn't have Saquon Barkley. So a credit to them. I know they've changed coordinators. Kellen Moore is now talking to the Saints. He's probably going to be gone the minute that the Super Bowl concludes. But Saquon Barkley, he talked about his time with the New York Giants and how all that losing helped him out today.
It was definitely tough, but I think that's why I'm the player I am today and the reason why I'm having the success I am today. Whether it's, you know, losing or the adversities and, you know, the injuries that I went through, you know, the reason why I'm able to be at the age I am and after all those injuries, I never gave up. I never lost hope. You know, I just thought that, I always saw this moment coming. I always saw this success coming. At the time, I thought I was going to be still in a New York Giant uniform. But life happens for a reason. Everything happens, and I'm in the right place in the right time where I'm supposed to be. So that's, you know, that's within anything, though, not just in football, not just in the profession that we have. Life is going to throw so much challenges at you, but that's who you know, that's how you know the type of person you are and the type of man you are in those moments. And I think who I was in those moments are the reason why, you know, you're able to see me shine, quote unquote, right now.
They are easy to root for. Like, they're easy to, like, there's no ego. You don't hear nothing from Hurts. You never hear him speak. You really don't ever hear Saquon say nothing. They just go out there and play. Now, I know a lot of people hate the Kansas City Chiefs. I know this because we had plenty of callers all week just share every reason that I just find ridiculous about why they don't like the Kansas City Chiefs. But so the Eagles are likable? Are they likable? I know their fans are not likable, but the Eagles are likable? I think they're both like, I'm going to have a hickey. I don't have anybody that I dislike in this game. Like there's no, as far as I'm concerned, there's no villain. There's no Tom Brady. There's no Belichick. Is there anybody that I'm missing that is just so dislikable? Is that a word?
Like
unlikable?
Unlikable with common sense. No, I'm with you. Like, yeah, I don't think there's a reason to hate Jalen Hurts. I don't think there's a reason to hate Patrick Mahomes. If you think Travis Kelce is a little bit of a tool bag, okay. Do you hate a tool bag? I mean, I'd probably say no. I would agree. I think both of these teams are very likable.
Yeah, this is tough. And I'm not asking you who you think is going to win. We'll get to that next week. We got a whole week, Hickey. Are you rooting for one of the teams more than the other?
No, I'm rooting for, I guess, my pick, quote unquote, to be right. More than, like, you know, wanting to see the Eagles specifically or the Chiefs specifically win. I guess I'm rooting for myself that I look smart by saying this team is going to win a while ago. Yeah. So that's what I'm rooting for.
You'll look smart regardless. Don't worry about it, Hickey, okay?
And if I get it wrong, I'll just say, never said it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you'd be like that guy who called from Buffalo a week ago, right?
Right. Exactly right. You say it and then run away.
Yeah, he said the Buffalo Bills would be in the Super Bowl, and they are not. He told me to mortgage my house, you know, put it up. Yeah, I didn't take that guy's.
Missed out on that.
Yeah, I didn't take his advice. I'm happy about that one. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I root for so many teams that can only be one. I want to see the Chiefs make history. I want to see the Eagles win another Super Bowl. I want to see Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills finally win a Super Bowl. I want to see Lamar Jackson not just win MVPs, but win championships. Like, those are the things that I want, and they all can't happen at one time in one season. Now, can it happen over the course of time? Yeah, we'll see. We'll figure it out. But I'm looking forward to this game. And Jalen Hurts, man, maybe he'll be in commercials if he wins a Super Bowl. But probably not. It doesn't appear that he is much of a outside guy. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a quarterback. Well, damn it, he's from Louisiana. It's a lot of this is all Louisiana show. We're going to talk about a QB. He's about to get a lot of attention in Texas. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Since this show is starting to have a Louisiana theme, the Super Bowl is taking place in Louisiana. Looks like the Pelicans might want Jimmy Butler. Why? I have no idea in hell. Why they would even think that is beyond me. We even talked about the Gulf of Mexico / America, whatever the hell it's called. And now it's time to talk about a quarterback hailing from Louisiana. And damn it, his whole family is from Louisiana. I mean, we got, well, one guy's in the Hall of Fame. The other guy's about to be in the Hall of Fame. That's Eli Manning. Hickey, are people going to break? They're going to give Eli a hard time for the next forever. Are we going to hear arguments about him even after he gets in?
I mean, I'm in the camp that he shouldn't be in, so you're asking the wrong guy.
Ouch. Two Super Bowls? No?
I get it. Outside of those six games or eight games, he's been an average. His entire career is average. That's my biggest thing. I get it. Like, he won two rings. To me, though, eight games doesn't now automatically put you in when you're, was it 16 years I think he played? Like, he only made the Pro Bowl four times.
And he played forever.
It's a four-time Pro Bowler. That feels very hard to do.
Yeah, but it's the champion. Who wins championships, Hickey? That's the thing. Don't sound like Cam Newton now, okay?
No, I value if I was Eli Manning and you said, hey, go in the Hall of Fame or win the, you know, have the career you have with the two Super Bowls, I'm taking the two rings every time. But
yeah.
I think when you talk about being the best of the best, could we truly say Eli Manning was one of the true greats during his time? And I would say no, really not even close.
Yes. When it mattered the most, yes. I think the Hall of Fame you honor, and I don't know. Should we dare look up Hall of Fame? Let's look it up, right? What is it called?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, let's see. What is their description? Let's see. Out in Canton. Why is Alan Faneca popping up? That's weird. It's random, right? We're talking about the best of the best. I get it. A great offensive lineman, but here we go. Okay.
Get out of the way, Alan.
About us, profootballhalloffame.com. This is football heaven. Okay, whatever. Recognized worldwide. It is doubtful. The most. This is terrible. The Hall of Fame reaches works collaboratively. Man, there's no. They don't even have a what do we do or who we are. Why don't they have that? They talk about the museum, but it's not like the Hall of Fame is for the greatest. I'm looking for that one description of the Hall of Fame and what it is. You can look at what the Hall of Fame is, and it's. It's not all that, there's not a real hard description here. But you think about the greats and the best of the best. And I say to myself, why do we not put Eli in? Because you want people to win in the biggest and best moments, no? Like, you can't take that away from him. Who cares what he did? He won championships. Everybody wants to win a championship, and that's what Eli did.
I agree. That's the main goal. But the Hall of Fame, right? Rewards individual play more than anything else, more than team success. And you look at Eli Manning, he was an average quarterback. He won two Super Bowls, but also did not win a playoff game outside of those two runs.
Yeah,
so you're talking about playing the best.
That's what there's a lot of guys who would trade their entire career for what Eli has and what he's accomplished. So,
and I would listen, I'm not trying to disparage the career. I would take his career in a heartbeat. I'm with you. I would much rather have the two rings and live in immortality like that in Giants lore with two Super Bowls against, by the way, Tom Brady, including one of them being when he was undefeated, going for undefeated season. I'm just saying when it comes to like Hall of Fame measurements and like, would you call him one of the greatest of all time? I would not. That's okay.
We agree to disagree. How about this, Hickey? His nephew might be in the NFL next year. His nephew might go out there and do some damage. He has a chance and an opportunity to build his own future. And that's another guy from Louisiana. That's Arch Manning. I'm so thrilled. I'm happy he finally is going to get his full chance down in Texas. Quinn Ewers can go to the NFL and hold somebody's water. He can carry the Gatorade and the clipboard. Arch Manning is finally going to be free. And he sat down with ESPN, and he pretty much said that he is ready to go. And he also said, Quinn Ewers, he's gone, and now it's my time to shine. Listen to what Arch said.
Kind of right after the Ohio State game, I was with Quinn in the locker room. He was just like, enjoy every moment. It goes by quickly, so love on your teammates and have fun. And Coach Sark just told me to be myself and be a leader and work hard, and it'll work out.
Yeah, I'm just glad Quinn Ewers is the hell up on out the way. Arch Manning continued on about what he plans to do in Texas. Listen to this.
I liked Coach Sark a lot from the jump. And then, most importantly, I wanted to go somewhere where maybe they haven't been as good the past few years and we're kind of on the rise and kind of wanted to bring Texas back.
Yeah, well, we know he doesn't have Isaiah Bond. It's going to be real different having that speedster there. But Arch Manning, in limited action, we knew they put out packages for him to run around. He threw 9 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions. Arch Manning is the future. Now, I don't know what the hell he's going to look like on the next level. We know Peyton Manning did not run. We know Eli did not run. I don't know if Eli could ever run. But Arch Manning, he got some wheels on him. And you think about the next generation of Manning, I'm really looking forward to seeing what Arch can do at the next level. But first, he has to finish up this first year at Texas. He still has Sark. I mean, they are never short in throwing around money to bring in talent, which is what you can do now in college, at least on a legal basis. I'm excited to see what Arch can do. I mean, he might have more physical talents and traits than, well, definitely Eli. Hick, you think he can't be better than Peyton, right? That's hard. Eli, yes. Peyton, that's tough.
That's very tough. Now, he could be better in the postseason.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah,
we won't pretend that Peyton was lights out come playoff time, but
his uncle had to deal with Tom Brady, so what can you say?
True.
What can you say? Hey, good luck to Arch. I'm just glad Quinn Ewers is the hell up on out the way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you this was like a Louisiana-themed show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we talked about Jalen Hurts in Louisiana. We talked about a quarterback from Louisiana. We're going to talk about the other QB who is going to be participating in the Super Bowl. His name is Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes, everybody talks about him. Mahomes wants to talk about some other people. I'll tell you who they are.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I haven't heard this song in a long time. Hickey, you know about the dip? You know the dip?
I know nothing about it. Should I?
You put your... I'm not doing it.
Oh.
I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Oh, I've heard that part.
This is that song.
Oh, I don't know what it means or what the moves are, but I know that. It's, yeah, when you dip, we dip, we dip.
Yeah, it's a dance.
Oh, the dip.
Amazing, yeah. Great stuff. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I don't want to call this the Louisiana edition of the JR Sport Brief Show. We talked about Arch Manning. We talked about one quarterback who will be in Louisiana playing in the Super Bowl. We heard from Peyton Manning from Louisiana, bigging up Jalen Hurts. We got to talk about this other QB. This is the guy who gets all of the attention. And even this year, and what a lot of people would consider to be a down year, Patrick Mahomes is back in the Super Bowl. He's not an MVP conversation. He didn't throw 50 touchdowns. He had a mediocre season by his standards. Only 26 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. That's it. Pedestrian. The scoring not there for the Kansas City Chiefs like it's been in the past. Tyreek Hill is sitting around watching these games, and he's probably wishing that he was back with the salary. And so naturally, when you're Patrick Mahomes and regardless of the numbers, you're back in a Super Bowl and you're trying to win 3 in a row and People are once again comparing you to Tom Brady and what your legacy will look like versus his. He gets a lot of love. He gets a lot of attention. Naturally, the quarterback is the most important position on the football field. He's getting the ball. He's handling it more than anybody else. He is making the decisions to drive the ball down the field. If you ain't got a quarterback, you ain't got nothing. And so naturally, what a good teammate does, they don't just accept the pat on the back. A good teammate will spread it out. He'll make sure that his teammates understand that I appreciate you. And it's not just quarterbacks handing out these ridiculous gifts at Christmas. Cowboy boots and coolers and... Hickey, what else are these guys giving out? Apple Watches. Did somebody give... Jalen Hurts gave the offensive lineman golf carts, right? Now what they gave him?
Yes, scooters.
What am I doing with a golf cart? I mean, does everybody have a palatial mansion that you need a golf cart? I doubt it.
Where do you store it? I mean, I guess in your garage, but still, yeah, you think most of that space is occupied already, right?
I don't want that. Just give me the money. Right? Hey, I appreciate you. Here's cowboy boots, a Yeti cooler. You know, here's five steak dinners. I don't want all these stupid steak dinners. Just give me the money. And a golf cart? For what? Because I'm an offensive, so I'm fat. I need a golf cart to move around? No, thanks.
Jalen, you got the receipt for this golf cart here?
You would think
what's
it comes...
What's the return policy?
Right, you would think it's like Amazon. But Amazon, you return it, but you don't... Do you get credit? I don't know. How does that work?
No, I think you usually get your money back for the most part.
No. If you give someone a gift and it comes with a gift receipt...
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can only exchange it for something. You can't take somebody's gift and exchange it for money. Like, you get Amazon money? Is that I don't know.
Oh, I see which... I actually don't know. I guess I never exchanged a gift in a long time. I guess you're right. I guess you don't get cash back.
Right.
Oh. So that wouldn't even work.
What a world.
And most of them are customized. I don't know if they're going to take that back anyway.
Right. Well, you can give away all these gifts. I don't know what Patrick Mahomes got his lineman for Christmas. I'm sure it was something ridiculous. But Patrick Mahomes, in speaking to the media, he's spreading out the credit. He's just not holding on. I'm the guy. I did it all. And then we heard Cam Newton yesterday, who thinks his MVP award signifies that he did his job. Okay, great. Patrick Mahomes is like, man, yes, we're in the Super Bowl, but it's not just me. We had a lot of my teammates, just everybody stepped up. Listen to Mahomes.
To me, this team's been special because it's been everybody. I mean, if you look at our entire season, it's like someone that makes a big play at the biggest moment to go out there and win a football game, if that's offense, defense, or special teams. And so I think the fact that it's been everybody, it's not just offense, it's not just defense, it's everybody on the entire team is something I'll remember this season by, and hopefully we can do it the right way and get this final win.
Okay. Hickey, is it me, or as he's been in the public eye, his voice has been less Kermit the Froggy?
I think we're just used to it now.
Well, he's not doing it on purpose? He's not altering his voice?
I don't think so. No, okay. I think now we're just accustomed to hearing him speak every week this late into the season. Or now it's just like, okay, we've become adjusted to it.
Yeah. I found out the items that he gave before his offensive lineman.
Items?
Yeah, items, yes. So, a Rolex watch.
Okay.
A Yeti cooler. Cowboy boots. Sunglasses. Normatec Elite air compression pants. You've been busting your ass for me? Here's fix your legs, right? Yeah. And that's apparently what he gave these guys. Huh. So, nothing crazy. That's reasonable, right?
I like that it's varied, number one. And number two, yeah, that all feels practical. Because it's not just a golf cart that you're going to drive home and then, like you said, then what?
Yeah, what am I doing with the cowboy boots? Wearing them once a year? Once every 5 years?
I mean, you got to get that if a majority of your linemen are country, right? Like,
have you ever worn cowboy boots?
Never.
I've never put on a pair to try them on.
Same.
Where am I going? I'm from New York. You're from New York. Where am I going in New York that I need cowboy boots?
Nowhere. That's the answer.
The subway? Does the subway count?
Well, Maybe stomp some people out. So, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing. With the Spurs on the back, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, actually.
Wow, just kick backwards, huh?
That's it. Stay away from me, crazies.
Yeah. Well, these, you know what? I've seen better gifts. I'm just being honest. Who am I to say Patrick Mahomes giving away a Rolex, thousands of dollars, and I don't even know how much Normatec boots cost. I think these things are probably north of $1,000. The cowboy boots are probably a couple thou. The sunglasses he's getting for free, and a Yeti cooler. Come on, what?
I would assume they already have probably.
Yeah, I can buy a Yeti cooler. I mean, this is nothing spectacular. It impressed me if he got everybody a Range Rover. Okay.
Oh.
Didn't somebody give their offensive lineman a car? Their cars or my bugging?
I don't know off the top of my head. I haven't heard that. I mean, I would hope so. For Patrick Holmes making almost $500 million plus, I think you can afford to get your alignment a few cars.
But you got to tell your wife about that. Oh, here we go. Now, this is reasonable. This is better if you ask me. Brock Purdy, this past Christmas, a month ago. Crazy. Christmas was a month ago and change. He gave his offensive lineman, everybody got a Toyota SUV. Come on now. Isn't that better than getting a Yeti cooler and some cowboy boots?
The only thing I'll say to that is I'm assuming a lot of these guys have cars, right? Like if you're Trent Williams, no disrespect to what we're about to say here, I don't think you'd be caught dead driving a Toyota pickup.
Oh, if somebody gifted you, and I get it, it's Trent Williams, would you rather cowboy boots or would you rather a Toyota SUV? And then you could do what you want. Well, give it to your wife, your cousin, your brother. Everybody asked them for stuff, so just give them the car, right?
I'd much rather have the car compared to the cowboy boots, for sure. But it's like everyone has a car, I'm assuming. Like, that's all
car?
I'm saying. Like, I'm not spitting on the free car. I'm just, do you need one? What's the point of getting a car if you already got one?
And they can afford cars, I guess. Sorry. They're already driving around in trucks. I get it. Okay. Way to poo-poo on what I thought was a great idea.
I will say, now that we actually, like, talk this out and think about it, it is tough to, like, get gifts. Like, what, you know, the old phrase, like, what do you get someone who has it all? Not that these linemen have it all, that all of them are, you know, rich or whatever, but, like, it is tough when you think about it, like, what do I get these guys? Like, it's not that easy.
And who started this in the first place? I feel like this was popularized. I feel like, I don't know, it's not even 20 years old, at least in a very public way. I'm gonna get my offensive lineman gifts. They bust their ass for me. I'm going to, you know, return the favor. Like, who started this?
Good tradition, though.
It is. It is. Now,
wide receivers get quarterbacks gift then?
Nah, come on.
For throwing them the ball?
They want the ball more. And what happens if you are a crappy offensive lineman, right? Like, we don't do
an
you,
absolute turnstile.
Let me ask you, who got sacked the most this year? Somebody got sacked 60-something times. Was it Stroud? No, not Stroud. Oh,
he was up there, though. I think it may have been him.
He was.
He got his ass beat.
Did Stroud give his offensive line gifts? If your offensive line is complete garbage, you going all out for Christmas?
I mean, you have to, because I guess they could always turn around and say, all right, just walk right in, knock them down. At least they're trying to block.
Yeah, let's see. We're about to find out. I just Googled C.J. Stroud Christmas gifts offensive line. Let's see what comes up. Nothing. nothing publicized here. Wait. What am I looking at? Katanas? Is that like a...
What is it?
Like, Japanese weapons? What is that?
Craig, what are you going to do with this samurai sword?
CJ, that's from the Ninja Turtles.
Have you ever seen Nathan For You? Ever heard of the show?
I don't know what that is, bro. Oh,
it was a show on HBO. And long story short, basically try to help small business owners with, like, ridiculous ideas. And one of them, he goes, like, presents, like, one of those chef's plates, like it was for food. Opened it, he goes, yeah, you get nothing. I just see CJ did that. It's like a bunch of boxes. A lineman go to open it. Nothing. Enjoy nothing.
Wow.
That'd be funny. Well, you'd be pissed, but
here's a correction. Joe Burrow gifted his offensive lineman authentic Japanese katana swords. They're each unique. Each sword comes with its own story from certain towns or battles. He put them all in a room and had them pick theirs out. Joe does a great job at buying gifts that are extremely meaningful, Orlando Brown said. The fact that he bought me a sword, it's the most ancient form of respect. No thanks.
I guess it's connecting with your guys, right? I mean,
nah, bro. Hickey, if somebody gave if somebody gave you a sword for Christmas, what do you say? What, like, I don't, I'd be like, what are you, you're giving me a sword for what? What am I going to do with this? Hang it in my living room? I don't want this in my living room. What are we doing here?
Use the burglar that breaks in, just even more weapons?
That, now, that's a disrespectful gift. If, unless you're into that stuff, I don't know, fighting or whatever, why are you giving me a sword? I can't do anything. What can you do with a sword that's legal? Nothing. Anything I do with a sword is going to put me in prison. Anyway, congrats, Patrick Mahomes, for showing his team some love. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Mahomes has given his team credit. I'm going to tell you about somebody who's angry on the other side. Don't move.